Most people at the college campus aren't thinking that they have an arch doctrine and don't like the word doctrine probably at all. But the big buzzword, every young person, it's going to take literally like 2 days as a freshman, and they will be inundated with the idea of tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. It is the supreme virtue among all other virtues. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you don't believe that there's truth, then you have to be able to tolerate anybody and everybody who believes something differently than you. Now, we all know that it doesn't work out that way in reality, because there's no tolerance for those that actually believe that there's black and white, who believe that there are things that are simply absolutely true. And so we find ourselves in a minority position almost from the onset. If you take the LGBTQ agenda on campus, it's not uncommon to see heterosexual young people wearing buttons that say, "I'm straight, but not narrow." The idea being that if you're not willing to tolerate anybody viewing something differently than you, then you're simply narrow. And there's nothing worse than being narrow. And so the collegiate arch doctrine of selective tolerance, and of course it is selective, because as we see increasingly with the level of religious intolerance and downright persecution that we're seeing on campus, is that those that are left on the outside looking in are most often those of us that bear the name of Christ.